Okay, today's daf is Shvi'is daf Pei, and we are in the 10th parak that we started yesterday, Shmitas Ksafim, the mitzvah daraisa of forgiving loans, and the isser of lo yigos, and the question in the achronim of is it automatic, or how much is it something that I do myself and I have to do. If I don't do it, so then it's not forgiven. That was the machlokas, known as the machlokas between the Mordechai and the Yireim. And we are now in the middle of Ayin Tes Mem Beis, where we spoke about is there a difference between shtar, milveh b'shtar, and not milveh b'shtar, and a milveh bal peh? Do we say that milveh b'shtar is ki'ilu it's gavli dami, like the principle of kol ome likvos k'gavli dami? So again, that's really the shita of Beis Shammai mentioned in Maseches Sota. But the Gemara here had three different opinions yesterday how to read the Mishnah. How to read the Mishnah? Is it that the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said the Mishnah is a case of a shtar without achrayas nachasim, without lien on the property like Rabbi Meir, but the Gemara ended off in that daya where Rabbi Yochanan said, you know, just because we come up with a good svara to be mechalik, I'm not sure if we're going to paskin that way lamaisa. That was number one. Rabbi Yirmiyah said maybe it's a case where the lova doesn't have any karka, and Rabbi Yossi says no, even if he has karka. Right, even if he has karka, we do not say that every automatic milvesh yesh bo shtar is not subject to shmita. And we said that shita of Rabbi Yossi is following Rav shita, because Rav says only if there is a designation. Only if there's a designation, what we just said the last line we read yesterday, yichid lo karka. If somebody is miyachid, designates karka, so then it's ki'ilu, it's already collected, and we say shvius does not affect it, it's eino mishami. But if it's not designated, if it's not what we call an apotiki, right, it's not a designated property, so then it would be mishami. Okay, we're right in the middle on Ayin Tes Mem Beis. Hamishabed sadel ishto. Right, we're talking about loans and designated property to collect loans from. So we're going to get to a parallel case. What if somebody's mishabed sadeh for his wife? A man has a chiyuv to pay the ksuba, and as it says in the ksuba, all of his property is mishubed to the ksuba, even the shirt off his back and everything that he has at the time of the wedding and everything that he will have. Right, dasana lemikne, as we read the in the ksuba. So if somebody designates, not that he should do this, but if he designates a specific property, a field, to pay his wife from, mishabit sada l'ishto, v'halachu machra, then he goes and sells it. So he sells this designated property that's supposed to go to his wife. So im ratza ligvos mimena, we change the gears of a few words here. If she wants to go collect from that property that it was already sold, umishar nachasim, or she wants to collect from other property that he still has in his rishos govet, she could do whatever she wants. There's the designated property that was sold, but because that was designated, she's able to collect from there. But also, she could just go to his other b'nei chorin, right? Unencumbered properties, as it is called, and he could collect. She could collect from anything she wants that he still has. Amar Rebbe Hila, Hori Rebbe Lazar Kehen Tanya. Rebbe Lazar paskens like this opinion that if she has a choice. She doesn't have to go to the designated, right? Each one, remember, has an adifus, right? On the one hand, there's a property that was designated for her ksuba. So maybe that, should have, a higher, you know, point of collection. But on the other hand, that's mishubid. That was already sold. So you might say that first she should go to the unencumbered properties, the property that the, baal still has. So either way, Rabbi Hila paskens like, this bride, so that she has a choice. Chavraya boin. The Chevra, or the Beis Medrash, wondered, Lo tikve elamid chaz b'shubanim. Maybe she should only be able to collect from that designated property that was sold, because after all, that's like an apotiki, right? It's what we would call, as we'll see soon, apotiki stam. An apotiki stam means I designate this to collect from. I don't say, and this is the only thing that you could ever collect from. Now that's called an apotiki mefurash, right? But this is an apotiki stam, right? So the Chevra says, maybe you should only go from what was designated, the Meshubadim. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi answered, the Chevra, B'nei Chorin lefaneha, v'yat amrit Meshubadim. There's B'nei Chorin, meaning there's unencumbered properties, there's property that the husband still has. So even though he designated something, but he sold that. So she's able to collect, and maybe she should collect from, she has the rights to collect from, B'nei Chorin that are front right in front of her. And finishing up, and then as I just alluded to, the Gemara says, Vasisa Bishalo Amrla, Lo Yehe Lachapiron, Elamizeh. right? The mission, this brisa that we just quoted, that she has a choice whether to collect the berechah or another mishubadim, is where he didn't say, this is the only designated property that you will collect from. But if he says, this is the only property that you will collect from, the Pnei Moshe says, Asa'a apotiki mefarash, right? He made it a designated property, specifically only from here. Remember the word apotiki is apotekoi. From here shall be, you know, what lasts for you. So if you have a mefuresh and you say only from here, ain't a gobel amimena. So then, it's only from that property. And even if something happens to that property, you know, it could be that she's gonna lose if she agrees to this arrangement. You see the line in Rav Chaim Kadievsky, the last line on the Amud. If it's an apotiki mefurash, she does not collect from other properties. Shalafaneha, she'ein la piron elamisa dezushi ichela, because then she'll only collect from the designated property. Ve'im nishtadfas hasadeh, and what if the field gets flooded? O she'shadfa nahar of the ksubasa, then she loses, because this is what it's supposed to be from, and if it's her bad luck, as it's called, so then she would lose it. So that is all about Mishabed Sadeh Le'ishto. That's one brisa. Now we're going to get to Mishabed Sadeh Le'chaveira. But before that, just one Ha'ara. When we talk about the Chiv of Ksuba, it is a unique type of Chiv. Usually if I borrow money from you, I borrowed money. The Chiv starts right now. The Chiv, so to speak, theoretically, that I owe you money starts today, and then there'll come a time when the date of payment will come up, and then I'll have lamaisa mamish a chiyuv to pay you. So it's really two times. There's when there's the chiyuv starts to exist, and then the time of piron itself. The question is, what about ksuba? Ksuba, the mefarshim explain, has another stage, because ksuba, right at the moment of the wedding. Is that like the moment of borrowing from a borrower, a lova and a malva? It's like a zman milveh. The moment of the wedding is like a milveh. Now it's owed. It's not owed yet. It's not owed yet. If the woman dies first, then it's never going to be paid. Maybe to her yarshim. So how do you look at the chiv of ksuba? The chiv of ksuba is a different type of chiv conceptually. It's not like a loan. It's not like I damage something. So from that moment of damaging, I owe you. Right, from that moment of borrowing, I owe you. Right, by ksuba, you get married. So is there a chiv? Somewhat, but it's not in the same way. The language that Reb Chaim uses, it's a chiv to be mischayev in the future based on a future event. Chiv lischayev. So it's one step removed. And there are nafkaminas in the Gemara relating to that. So if you look in Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas, it's in Kuf Chavav, a little piece. Ha'achronim makshim, the steeris b'chiv ksuba. Right, there are chiyuvim. There are stiras in the when the ksuba is mechuyev. Right, look at the beginning of Perak Afalpi in ksubas, you get one impression. Demikama duchti muchach delo nitna ksuba likvos mechayim. Haynud rak delo nitna likvos ela hachiyuv chal miyad im hanisuin. From some sugyas, you get the impression that a ksuba is not collectible while the husband's alive, but the chiyuv does start at the time of the marriage. Umikama duchti muchach, and from other sources, you get the impression, tegamachiyuv einochal ela achar agirishin omisa velo mechayim. And other sources point in the direction that the chiyuv itself does not exist until later. It's not that there's a chiyuv now and it's only actually collectible after misa. That the chiyuv itself is delayed. V'yamar grach, zatzal, techiyuv ksuba hu begeder chov shel chov. De be'emes nischayev miyad im hanisuin. Right away, really, it's an obligation that starts at marriage, but what's the obligation? It's an obligation to obligate myself in the future if certain events happen. Right? It's an extra step. Aval eno chiyev mamon, aval chiyev shel chov, v'chiyev mamon mamish eno mechayim. So that's a middle type of chiyev. Maybe you don't have any type of parallel. Or maybe there is a parallel, maybe Hanukkah, but that is the Reb Chaim in the Grach Alashas. Okay, so that's a little bit, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Ksuba a little bit later. The Rambam Paskins, this Maskana here, where the Gemara is Machalik between different types of apotikis. You know what, let's do the next piece and then we'll read the Rambam. The Gemara says, Hamashabed Sada L'Chaveru, right? So we just had a Mashabed Sada L'Ishto. If somebody designates a field for the wife. So now we get if somebody designates Mashabed Sada L'Chaveru V'Halachu Machra. And again, the same thing, he goes and sells it. Goes and sells it. So what is the halacha? The Love, the borrower sold it. So now the Malve wants to go and collect. So he, let's say, might go and collect from the Lokeach, from the one who bought it. Right, that's Nechasim Mishubadim. Where the Gemara says, because it was Bishtar, let's say it was Bishtar, so Kol Islay, there's a Kol, and therefore, he should have known that this field might be collectible one day and he might lose it. But what about in the interim, before the Malva comes and takes the land? Can the buyer enjoy the fruit? Pashtos, yeah. It was sold, he bought it, and he can enjoy the fruit. Right, if it wouldn't be a sale in Halacha, if halachically, it wouldn't look like a sale, because we could already foresee that the malve might come and collect this from the buyer. So then we might say it's not allowed for the buyer to eat the fruit. Why? Because if it's not a real sale, because of, it's looked at as if the lender, the malve, is going to come and take it, so maybe it's looked like as a loan. It's like as a loan. Like, I gave the field to you and you bought it. You didn't really buy it. Right? I gave you the property to use, but you're going to get the money back. So that's kind of like a loan, not mamish a loan, but it might be looked at as a loan. And if that's true, then the buyer cannot enjoy the fruit, because then it could smack of ribbis, it could smack of interest. Because not only are you getting a house to live in or a field to work for a month, you're also getting fruit. You're going to get your money back for the field, but you're going to be getting more than just the worth of the field. So that's a machlokas that we're about to see, that's a nafkamina. Do you look at it as if it's a mamish, a sale, and then the sale will be undone, then there's no issues of ribbis, of it's not a loan. Or do we say, no, because it can be taken, because it's designated in the future, then the buyer cannot partake of the fruit, because then labaskane could turn into looking like ribbis. So, hamashabiz ala chaver v'alachu machor, Ravacha amar mechur l'shah. Ravacha says, no problem. It's sold meanwhile. In the interim, it's sold, says the Ma'ara Folda on top, Mechur L'Shah, Ad Sheyavo HaBalchov V'Yitrof Yochal Olokeach Meroseha. Until the Balchov, until the creditor will come and take the property, then the buyer can eat the fruit. Buyer can eat the fruit, no problem. V'lo Amrinan, and you don't say the next two lines. V'lo Amrinan, don't say this whole thing. Ho'el V'asa Lo Sada Zula Boutiki, since he made this a designated property in Apotiki, so it's not sold at all to this buyer. And the money is looked at as a loan. And the fruit really still belonged to the seller. The low levy mechzik ribbis, and therefore the buyer cannot participate because they don't look like ribbis. All of that you don't say. Kamash malan the mechiri hilashah. It is a sale, and because it's a sale, the buyer could partake of the fruit. That's Reb Acha's opinion. Reb Yossi Amar, Eina Mechura L'Shah. Reb Yossi says, no, it is not Mechura. It is not sold. It is Ki'ilu. It already belongs to the creditor, to the Malve, and therefore, this is not really a sale. It's like a loan. I let you use this field, and you are borrowing it, and you paid for it, and therefore, the buyer would not be able to enjoy the fruit. So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rav Acha. How do you look at it? Again, this is not talking about any case. A regular case where I owe you money and I sell a field, that's sold. This is where it's out apotiki specifically, right? Where it was designated, this is where the collection is going to be from. So then we say maybe this is already ki'ilu connected to the sell, the malve already. Ribbis itself, you know, let's just do a little more maybe, then we'll talk about ribbis. Let's just finish the phrase. Chaylid Reb Yossi Minada. Reb Yossi has a support from the following. Reb Yossi is one that said it's not a sale. It's not a sale. You don't look at it as a sale. Why? Because if it's an apotiki, it's already designated. It's already ki'ilu. The malva owns it. So, from the following brisa, the Mara Fold explains, here this brisa is talking about the difference between an apotiki, if you designated potential collection from an animal or from a field. So the Gemara's Machal, the brisa is Machalik. Shor Matzi Hu Lavricho. An animal, you're able to hide. It's hideable, so even if you designated it as collection, it's not vade gonna go to the malve. Because maybe you'll hide it, maybe you'll have to, it'll be collect from something else. So when it comes to an ox, So then we don't say it's ki'ilu belongs to the malveh already. So there we wouldn't say eina mechura l'shah. But sada eina matzoy l'avricha. But a field is not matzoy. It's not common to be able to hide it. It's a field. It's known. You know where it's not movable. And therefore, says the Brisa, by the field, we can look at it once it's designated to be collected from, it ki'ilu belongs to the malva already. And therefore, if the borrower sells it, it's not really a sale. It's not really a sale. It's eina mechur l'shah, and therefore the buyer would not be able to partake of the fruit because then it could eventually turn into ribbis. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Really? A field is always eino matsui lahavricha. You can't hide a field, right? You can't be mavriach like an animal. Haga atzmecha. Shaisa mechur l'bal zroa. What if you sold it to a strong man? You sold it to a mafia guy. If you sold it to a mafia guy, you're not getting this field back. So isn't that similar to the animal case? In an animal case, we say, we don't look at it ki'ilu, belongs to the malva already, because you're able to hide it. So what about land? By land also, we say that maybe this would be sold to a ba'al zroa, and the malva won't be able to extricate it from this ba'al zroa. So why don't we say there, that's ki'ilu, it's not sold. So Amar Reb Yudin Avuid Rav Matanya. No. Mitsuyin Hein Bali Zera Lipol. Today he's on top of the world. Today he's a mafia guy. Today it's hard to get from him. But you know what? Things go up and down. There's the cycle of life, the cycle of economic stability, says the Gemara. Mitsuyin Bali Zera Lipol. Very important line for life, right? Bale Zroa, you think they're on top of the world right now, and they're in control. It's not forever. Mitsuyin Bale Zroa Lipo, look at the Marafolda. Haga Atzmecha. So, Mechur LeBale Zroa, LeGever Alim, and the next one, I'm sorry, Mitsuyin Lipo, V'Savar Abal Chov, Hayom Ulamachar Yipo. Look, today I can't get it from him, but in the future maybe I can. Veina Maniach Shibudu Mimenu. I'm not going to leave it. Mashen Kein Shoro. Right, by an ox, it might be totally lost. If it's totally lost, then I'm not going to be able to ever get it back because it's hiding. But by the field, it can. Right, it reminds me a little bit of the the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, this the Ein Lecha Adam, right? She Ein Lo Shah. Everybody's got a time, right? This strong guy is up. He's eventually going to be down. Right, there's the cycle. This is like remember the Gemara in. I'm sorry, in Yaradea, Shulchan Aruch, Kufnun Zayin. Right, there's the cycle of life in here we're talking about in cases of economic stability in terms of owning land, but even in terms of having any type of property. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Aleph, calls it a galgal ha-chozer ba'olam. Right, in terms of the Torah promises, klo yechdala evyo mikarav ha'aretz. They will always be poor. There will always be those who are destitute and need, and the that Gemara is even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos, in Yaradeya. I think I gave the wrong one. It's Hilchos Staka later on. Hilchos Staka, the Kufnun Zayin is Yerai Vayavar. It's fine. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that you never know with economic stability. And, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in the fourth parak, Huaya Omer, Alti Baz Lachaladav, Alti Mafag Lachaldavar. Sometimes we don't take people seriously, we don't look at somebody with Chashivus. She'en Lacha Adam, She'en Lo Shah, Ve'en Lacha Davar, She'en Lo Mako. Everybody's has their moment, right? Every person, sometimes we can look at a person, every item, every animal. Remember the spider the Medrash talks about by David HaMelech. David said, what's the point of this spider? And the spider saved his life when he was hiding from Shaul HaMelech and Eilich Adam and even people who maybe during their life don't seem to be the most kadosh and connected. No, when push comes to shove, so often in life, Rahman al-Islam, when we've seen in history, people who maybe weren't connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during their life, when it came to the cross or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were able to stand up and give their life. And Ein Lecha Adam She'en Lo Sha. So that's alluded to in this Gemara here, that Mitsuyin Bali Zera Lipo. Don't think that everybody's going to stay on top of the world at once. Things change in life. People change in life. People have different statuses. Again, not exactly the same idea, but that's what the Gemara says. This is about Meshabed Sada L'Chaveiro. So first we had, if somebody's Meshabed Sada L'Ishto for Ksuba, and then we have now Meshabed Sada L'Chaveiro. The Gemara here spoke also about Inyani Ribis a little bit, not our topic right now, but the Gemara in Bamitzia on Daf Samach Aleph, the beginning of Paragezeo Nashach has a very important Shach Levitaria, where the Gemara says, what do you need three Aveiros in the Torah for? Gezel, Ribis, and Ona'a. Right? Aren't they basically the same idea? That's just an amazing Havamina. Right? Stealing, Gezel, Ona'a, selling something and ripping people off, and Ribis, taking interest. The Gemara starts off by saying, what do you need all three Aveiros for? They're all the same idea. And the Gemara says, no, they're not all the same idea. And the Gemara goes through how each one has a uniqueness to it, right? And therefore, you couldn't learn one from the other. But if you just had Ribis, you might say, no, Ribis is a Chiddush, because it's usher even for the Lova, right? It's a Chiddush, right? Not too many things in Halacha are called a Chiddush. Remember, Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin. Chiddush does not mean that, oh, I wouldn't have known it without the Torah saying it. That's half the Torah. But I wouldn't have, it goes against the regular rules of the Torah. Basar b'chalav is a chiddush, because usually you mix two things that are mutter, they don't make an nisser. Edom zomin is a chiddush, because usually when you have two against two, it's a stalemate. You don't trust the second one. So here, ribis is called the chiddush, because even the one paying for it is usser. That's strange, I'm being mochel. So ribis is unique, and if it just said gezel, you might think, because gezel, it's against his will. It's stolen. Right, if you just have Ona'ah, you might say Ona'ah because he's tricking him. So everyone, so after the dust settles, the Gemara says, yeah, that's what you need, all of them, because each one has a uniqueness. But at the end of the day, the question is, so is there a connection between these, or are they different, Lamaskana? The Ritzvah, that Gemara has an important line about the uniqueness of Ribis, but we'll hold off on that for now. We'll see if there's time at the end to get back to that. So let's continue now. Tani. Hakosif sada apotiki leisha biksubasa. Ulabalcho bechovo. Another brisa. If somebody writes an apotiki, right? This is the field that my wife's going to collect the ksuba from, or the balchov is going to collect the chov from. Machra hareze mechura. If it's sold, it's sold. Sounds like Rav Acha on top. Right, Mechur L'Shah. It's sold. V'halokeach yachush la'atzmo. But the buyer has to do his own research. What does that mean, do his own research? The Marafold explains. He has to see if the Lova has other property. He just like should use his head to know if this is going to be collected from him eventually. But what do you see? It's a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, ain't a Mechura at all. The first line of the Braisa says it's Mechura, at least in the interim. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you could say there's a difference. Masnisa b'sharmala yehelecha piron mizu. The Braisa that we just quoted is talking about what we called before an apotiki stam, where somebody says, where the man says about it to his wife, or the Baal Chov, the Lova says, that you can collect from here. That's an apotiki stam. But ma plikin, the machlokes up above, what's that talking about? When did Rabbi Yossi say it's not sold? Not by an apotiki stam, but v'sha'amar la lo yehe lecha piron ela mizu. What's called an apotiki mefurish. Not just you can collect from here, but you cannot collect from anywhere else except for here. Right? That's an apotiki mefurish, and that's more connect. We might say there it's not a good sale, because there, that's the only thing that he could collect from. That's where Rabbi Yossi says a sheet of Eina Mechura L'Shah, but he would agree by an apotiki stam that it wouldn't be, it would be a sale. It's not considered belonging to the Malveh or the Isha already. Okay. Now we have a Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chiya. So what is this Machlokas talking about Rav and Rabbi Chiya? If you look at Ephraim Kanievsky, this is going back on the Halacha of the Mishnah of Akavas Chanus. Remember yesterday we said that sales in stores are not subject to nullification, forgiveness of Shemitah. If I owe money to a store, Shemitah comes, I steal all the money. Right? That's Eina Meshamet. Eina Meshamet, for Akavas Chanus. But what happens if the parties agree that no longer is not going to be called Akavas Chanus, that I owe you the money, I have to pay you for what I bought, but they change it into a loan. How do you change something into a loan? Right? So that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says this is talking about. The other, if you look in the Gemara, in Gittin Yurches, it sounds like, and this is a parallel Gemara, we're not talking about general, when do you change items in the store paid for on credit. When does that change into a loan? But ksuba. When does a chiyuv of ksuba change into be considered a loan? And again, once it's considered a loan, so then it will be subject to Shemitah. So let's go with that. The chiyuv of ksuba, because again, the parallel is in Gittin Yurches. Rav Amar Pagma Velo Zakva. Rav says, if the woman started getting some of the money, she got a portion of her ksuba collected. Pagma Lo Zakva. And even if they didn't arrange for the rest of it to be called a loan, or Zakva Vishalo Pagma, if they arranged it for to be a loan, let's say they're getting divorced, and he says, okay, I owe you the money, they change it into a loan, even if she didn't get paid yet, either one of those makes it into a loan, and Shemitah will be Meshamet. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Tifkom Vitiskov. Rabbi Chiya says, no, you need both. Tifkom Vitiskov. The Marafolda points out that if you're looking in Git and Yurches, Rav seems to hold like Rabbi Chiya, that you need both. So says the Marafolda, maybe after he heard it from Rabbi Chiya, he changed his mind. Right? Or you have to change the Girsos, the Gra here. Either you have to change the Girsos here about Rav and Rabbi Chiya, or say that Rav changed his mind after he heard it from Rabbi Chiya. So Machlokes about what you need for Ksupa. Okay, and again, Rav Chaikovsky assumes this is regular Akavas Chanus. The Chiv of Ksupa itself is a Machlokes, whether Ksupa Daraisa or Ksupa Darabanan. Again, even though in Ksubis we say many nuschos of Ksubis is dechazi lechi mi daraisa, that doesn't mean it's mamish daraisa. It could be that the idea is daraisa. That's not a riot, but it's machlokas rishonim. Actually, the Rambam seems to pask in the Ksubis derabanan, right? All the details. The Rambam says Ksubis derabanan. He says beferish. And yet, if you look in a few contexts in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam seems to have ksuba in daraisa context. The Rambam famously counts getting married as a mitzvah, right? Not just puravu, getting married is a mitzvah. And the Rambam categorizes what's the mitzvah of marriage? Lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Ksuba. The Rambam posits that ksuba is drabanan, right? What's he throwing in ksuba here? Ksuba v'kiddushin. The Rambam in a totally different context. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam talks about what's the definition of a pilegesh. What's a pilegesh? The Rambam says, a pilegesh, which the Rambam holds is only mutter for a king, the Rambam says, a woman, an isha, a wife, has a ksuba and kiddushin. A pilegesh does not have ksuba and does not have kiddushin. So again, the Mefarshim ask, according to the Rambam, ksuba is derabanan. So how could that be part of the difference of definition between a wife and a pilegesh, a concubine, if it's only derabanan anyway? So there are other hints to this as well, but a number of achronim say it must be that the idea of ksuba is the araisa, even though the details of ksuba might be derabanan. I've heard this from my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig has developed this, but then I saw it also the Chassam Sofer quotes the line of Masra Hakasav LaChachamim, which is a magical line that we've quoted, talked about in the past. The Chassam Sofer there in Ksubas Daf Yud quotes this idea. He says, "V'iker lachriya devadai min haTorah litin la shum mohar." Right, to give the woman something is a daraisa concept. Umasra nakasov lachachamim v'shimruzal v'shiruzal, and they said, "Well, the whole idea is lotei kanabein avlotzia." V'kol masherol atakin bazeh shaydekin lotei kanabein avlotzia. V'kol masherol atakin avomena Torah hanimsa lachazal kemo belacha malacha b'chalamoid. And he compares it to Malachan Chalamoid, which is what the Gemara says by Masra Kazalach HaChamim by, but there are many other examples of that. But that's in terms of the Chiyuv of Ksuba. So we spoke earlier about the Lumdis of Ksuba. It's a Chiyuv Lehischayev. And here, though, just a level of Ksuba, Ksuba Daraisa, Ksuba Darabana. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Harishon V'chulo. Rabbi Yehuda had an unusual sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, let's say I buy something from a store. Okay, that's Shemitah is not Meshameh debt. But the second that you buy something else from the store, then the first one turns into a loan. And you buy the fifth thing, so the first four are now loans. So ask the Gemara, why does that happen? Just because you bought something a second time, why does the first one turn into a milveh? So the Gemara says, well, first, the Gemara quotes a four-line conversation to answer another question, and then we're going to get back to this question. We alluded to a stira in the Mishnah yesterday. The first line of the Mishnah says, buying something from someone and you owe them money for buying it, that's not subject to Shemitah. You owe money for buying something. That's not subject to Shemitah. But later on in the Mishnah, remember the end of the Mishnah? If I shecht an animal on Rosh Hashanah, and it ended up being, and I give it out, and it ended up being that was really the last day of Elul. And the next day, so it's really the last day of Shemitah. So the Gemara says, you're stuck, because now he owes you from the last day of Shemitah. But 1 second, that whole thing is hakafas chanus, right? So why should that be subject to Shemitah anyway? The first line in the Mishnah says, if you buy something from a store, Shemitah, problems, so to speak, and the end of the Mishnah says that, no, this whole problem. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehudahi. That last line of the Mishnah that says, if you give out the meat on Rosh Hashanah, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that every time you buy something, the previous one turns it to milveh, and it must be, gotta add this line in, and it must be that after you gave the meat out to them, you sold them something else. So that's why the first meat, giving out turned into a milveh. And, says the Gemara, but one second. You gave him out meat on Rosh Hashanah, and then you gave him something else, so therefore the first one turns into a loan? But it's Rosh Hashanah! He couldn't have paid you! V'roi l'tovo b'Rosh Hashanah? How could you say that it's ke'ilu, he owed it, and now it turns into a loan? He couldn't have paid you! Right, says the Rav Chaim Bidievsky. Amai meshamet, eina roi l'tovo b'Rosh Hashanah, ela b'yom shel achrav. It should totally not be looked at as a loan, because it's not collectible at all on Rosh Hashanah, and it should be an eighth-year loan. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Ba b'shem Reb Zeira. We're going to add in a couple of words here. We're going to go with the Maras Sirlio's Girsa. We're going to add in a couple of words and flip a couple of words around. De Kivan, I'm reading the Maras Sirlio now's Girsa. De Kivan de Roi Laha'amino. No, if I gave you a piece of meat on Rosh Hashanah, and then not only that, and then I sold you something else, that means I really trust you. That means it's ke'ilu, it's looked at, ke'ilu, I gave you the loan, and I trust you, and ke'ilu, it's roi to be collected. Look, habi ke'ilu roi latovo, distama demilsa, ein adam ma'amin l'chaveiro, elim kein roi latovo. I don't trust you unless I know that I could go and collect from you at any moment. So because I know I could collect from you at any moment, because I trust you, it's ke'ilu that's a loan. And therefore, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, conceptually, it's going to be called a loan. Continue the girsa there. The kiva de roi, since I trust you, it's ki'ilu, it's roi latovo. And since it's roi latovo, the kiva de roi latovo, ki'ilu nasan lomos balva. It's ki'ilu, I gave you the money, as a loan, and now you owe me the money. I trust you so much, I would have given you loans. And lomaisa, it's called a loan even on Rosh Hashanah. Right? And therefore, the first part of the Mishnah is like the Tanakama. The second part of the Mishnah is like Rebbe Yehuda. And if all that is true, now we go back to our Gemara, Vikan, and therefore we explain Rebbe Yehuda in our Mishnah too. The whole Svar of Rebbe Yehuda is based on this idea. However, Roy, Litein Lomos, Velonasa, Nasis, Rishona, Milveh. You're right, it's a halachic reality that is not a true reality, so to speak, right? You didn't discuss it, but the fact that I sell you something, even before getting the first obligation, the first thing I sold you, I didn't get paid for it yet, but I trust you. And if I trust you, that shows I trust you. It's ki'ilu, I'm giving you loans, and I don't have no problem with that. So that's why it turns into a loan the second that you give a second chov out, and therefore that's the shita of, that's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Rabbi Yossi. B'Hashem, we'll continue next time.